This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in Albania continues to rise. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Albanian Defense Ministry says the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake keeps rising and some 650 people are declared injured. Rescuers are still digging through rubble in search of survivors. The quake, with a magnitude of 6.4, brought down several apartment blocks in the city of Durres and a town close to the epicenter. There, residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the earthquake continued. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The New York-based Human Rights Watch claims that it has damning evidence that shows the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army is engaging in summary executions, pillaging, seizure of properties, and preventing the return of people to their homes. Human Rights Watch cites evidence that the SNA executed prisoners, seized the homes of local Kurds, and engaged in indiscriminate shelling of civilians. It also says social media postings of videos put up by the militia appear to show the execution of women prisoners. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeast Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces, which are made up mainly of the Kurdish militia, the YPG. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist group, but the militia was a crucial ally of the United States' effort against the Islamic State. Turkey has vehemently denied any intention that it is seeking demographic changes in Syria, but the latest findings by Human Rights Watch can only add to questions over Turkey's plans for a safe zone and mass return of Syrians. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Wednesday rejected what he called interventionism after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was working to designate the Latin American country's drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Gavino Garay has details.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador hit back at the U.S. on Wednesday, accusing it of interventionism after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was working to designate Mexico's drug cartels as terrorist organizations.
Sí.
I will only say cooperation, yes. Intervention, no.
López Obrador said Mexico would take up the issue after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and that he had asked his foreign minister to lead the talks. President Trump floated the idea in a radio interview with conservative personality Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday. A growing chorus of conservative voices in the United States has called for Mexican cartels to be classified as terrorist groups after the killing of 9 Americans with dual Mexican nationality in Mexico earlier this month.
That's Gavino Garay of Reuters. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed into law congressional legislation backing protesters in Hong Kong, despite angry objections from Beijing, which he is seeking a deal to end a damaging trade war. The legislation requires the State Department to certify, at least annually, that Hong Kong retains enough autonomy to justify favorable U.S. trading terms that have helped it maintain its position as a world financial center. The bill also threatens sanctions for human rights violations. Trump also signed a second bill banning the export to the Hong Kong police of crowd control munitions such as tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and stun guns. China has denounced the legislation as gross interference in its affairs and a violation of international law. The U.S. economy chugged along well in the third quarter of the year, but that might not be the case now. Ed Donahue of AP reports.
The 2.1% annual rate increase in the gross domestic product between July and September exceeds the government's initial estimate and is fueled by consumer spending and defies a global economic slowdown and threats of a trade war with China. The economy started the year with a strong 3.1 GDP rate, but the momentum is slipping. Many analysts worry growth is slipping in the current October to December quarter to a 1.4 annual rate or less as business investment weakens further. But the experts aren't worried in part because of optimism a trade deal will be reached soon with China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.